This is All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Robert Siegel. When Nelson Mandela became president of South Africa nearly 3 years ago, he was a beacon of hope, not only for millions of black South Africans, but also for countless numbers of Africans in countries devastated by civil war or economic ruin. That has created an unexpected problem for Mandela's government. Soaring numbers of illegal immigrants are entering the country at a time when the fledgling government can barely provide for its own people. Reporter Louis Friedberg went to South Africa and has this report.
This high-pitched alarm is a familiar sound on this remote stretch of the South Africa-Mozambique border. It's triggered by illegal immigrants touching an electrified fence that runs for 60 miles along the border's most frequently crossed section.
31 Delta, 31 Delta, 31. Do you receive the message? Do you got the message? Crossing at 3.4. Over.
At the sound of the alarm, an army patrol headed by Colonel Neil Marshall jumps into a pickup truck and races to the fence to try to catch the illegal entrants. Here on the border, Marshall says, the differences between the two countries are clear, differences which help explain the lure of South Africa to its neighbors.
If you look in the Mozambican side, you will see bushes. Some of the buildings you see has been bombed and shot at and so on. And if you look in the South African side, you will see plantations of sugarcane, banana fields, citrus, and the river is flowing also on the other side.
Marshall's men later pick up one of the migrants. He's Jacinto Manyiso, a 19-year-old Mozambican. He says he crossed through the fence because his only other choice would be to come through nearby Kruger National Park, where he would run the risk of being eaten by lions.
He says it's difficult to get through the fence, but there's no other alternative because he wants to keep his family alive. So he must try by all means to get there to join us back.
Estimates of how many illegal immigrants are in South Africa range wildly, from a low of 2 million to a high of 5 million. Most come from Mozambique, but people also arrive from almost every other country in Africa. The migrants present a dilemma for Nelson Mandela's government. Many of them are coming from countries which gave refuge to anti-apartheid leaders during the decades of struggle against white rule. Lindiwe Sisulu is the deputy minister of the government agency charged with controlling illegal immigration. She herself spent most of her life in exile.
We've been to almost every country in Africa, and we have been given particular status, either refugee or part refugee in all those countries, because they've understood our plight. And I think that we have a certain gratitude towards African states. But at the same time, beyond a certain point, we need to have certain rules by which we also live, certain rules by which we relate to other countries.
With unemployment running close to 40% and with hostility against immigrants on the rise, Sisulu says the government has no choice but to take a tough stand.
They are illegal, and it is the responsibility of the police to arrest illegal people and take them back.
Police are rounding up illegal immigrants in large numbers. Each week, about 1,000 are brought here to the Diambu Detention Center, about 2 hours west of Johannesburg. The center is secured by guard dogs and an electrified fence, but inside it has a relaxed, almost summer camp-like atmosphere. Diambu is the first detention center created especially for illegal immigrants. Until it was set up last year, illegals were held in regular jails alongside common criminals. Immigrants wait in long lines that snake around the grass-covered courtyard. They clutch their deportation papers, waiting to be sent back to their home countries on trains idling at a nearby siding. Frans Lachransi is the official in charge of the detention center.
Today is Wednesday. This train is going to Mozambique. Tomorrow there's another train going to Zimbabwe. And then on Friday morning, the people from Lesotho will go. But in between, it can happen that there is people going to Nigeria or places like that further up in Africa.
Some 600 immigrants are then loaded onto a train to begin their 16-hour journey back to Mozambique. One of them is Petrus Nyati. He worked as a security guard in Johannesburg until he was picked up by police. He hates the idea of being forced out of South Africa.
I can be very much happy if the new government can allow us to stay here, because in our country we are suffering a lot.
Just before the train leaves, Inspector Frederick Wilmot walks up and down the aisles, counting the migrants and making sure they are in their seats. He says despite the millions of dollars spent by the government to deport them, many will simply try again to come back to South Africa.
They tell you they go, they get off the train, you'll see me next week. They don't pay anything for the train to go home, they stay there and they come back. Next time they caught them and on the train back home and stay there for a while and come back.
But for many South Africans, the problem of illegal immigration is no laughing matter. Even some government officials have joined the chorus, blaming illegals for almost every ill in South African society, from unemployment to drug trafficking. That alarms human rights activist Sheena Duncan.
What is very frightening is the xenophobia that is building up in the general public in South Africa, which is fueled or even initiated by statements by the Minister of Home Affairs, senior officers in the police, etc., who keep making statements linking illegal immigrants with crime. And that's not a very helpful thing to do, because it just builds up antagonism, and it's a new antagonism.
For now, that antagonism shows no sign of abating. Yet no one expects the flow of illegal immigrants to South Africa to slow anytime soon. People throughout Africa will keep coming to what many view as the promised land. And as they do, Nelson Mandela's government will continue to deport them. For National Public Radio, this is Louis Friedberg reporting.